Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. It's 22 minutes to 9. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. And the Banyul Rainbow Family LGBTQIA Plus Playgroup kicked off on April 19. It's an inclusive group for LGBTQIA Plus parents, carers, and kids up to 5 years old to play and chat.
And to talk more about her experience with her little one at the playgroup last week, this morning we're joined by Grace. Welcome to Joy Brekkie, Grace.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Now, how was the initial launch of the playgroup for yourself and everyone else who attended?
I've been to a few of the playgroups. It's kind of based on whether the person running it, like, and their availability. So this one, because I'm in kind of Mernda, so Banyul was close to us. So, yeah, I suppose it was good. And there's different age ranges. So there's a couple of families that have, like, babies around 6 months old, and then there were a couple of them that had a more toddler age. So it's a very, like, most of the playgroups that I've gone to have that relaxed, come as you please, like, just come hang out, have a chat, like, the kids kind of, you know, there's lots of different playstations and areas that they can go to.
So was it easy to find towards. Was it easy to find a rainbow playgroup? Because where would you even start?
So Facebook is the main the main page for all of them, and they have it's pretty, like, once you go on, it's just Rainbow Families Playgroup, and that's where all of the different districts or councils or whoever runs them, and they have a bit of an infographic with a breakdown of them.
Love.
That's so good. So why was it important for you, Grace, to find a rainbow playgroup as opposed to just a standard government playgroup?
It's an interesting question. I suppose for me, like, and my son's only nearly 18 months. So, you know, and I'm a first-time parents, I suppose. So, and I'm not really sure about, in terms of as he gets older, whether that'll affect him. But I suppose it's for me just having that in the back of my mind, knowing that there's other people that have that acceptance and that inclusivity, and that you don't have to kind of come out, I suppose.
Yeah.
And the anxiety that you have when you go to a mainstream playgroup. And having said that, the mainstream playgroups that we've gone to have been okay. Like, there hasn't been anything negative. But I suppose for me, there's always that thing at the back of my mind is, oh, you know, what if someone says something, or I have to say, you know, my wife, or I have to explain a little bit more. So having an inclusive playgroup, I suppose, just takes that away from me and allows us to enjoy it a little bit more.
Yeah.
So what is a playgroup actually like? Because I assume it'd have families and children of a few different ages. Are there activities for the kids and the families to do during the playgroup?
Yeah, the ones I've gone to and Banyul, they had, Banyul was at a childcare centre, so I think they have access to a particular room. On the day, and so it's set up like the childcare centre would be. So there's different types of playstations they can go to, like, you know, a building or a crafts one, or lots of outdoor play. Other ones they have at kind of community centres, so it's a bit more like of an indoor play group, or and a lot of, I think, the toys at some of the other ones are donated, or but yeah, generally they're at places where there's already a kindergarten or something attached to it, so it's that type of play.
That's so good. Yeah. So do you think having access to other like-minded community is important, especially when raising little people, being able to have that connection to other LGBTQIA plus folk?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, my wife and I talk about all the time having a village model that we've wanted to establish for our child. So, you know, we're still kind of early days. He's only quite young, but we wanted to be able to have a foundation to have that village model. And, you know, because we're navigating, you know, going up as a queer family, you know, I guess we wanted to have a foundation of people that we can go to and also see similar experiences or, you know, like-minded people and, you know, just have something that we can, you know, stem into those conversations later on about what different families look like.
Yeah. Do you think both for you and for your child, having a low-key intimate gathering like this actually helps and you get a lot more out of it this way?
Yeah, I think so, because it's, you know, relaxed, you know, kids have their own individual needs, like based on different day to day. So, you know, some kids are going to be more engaged one week than the other week. So not having that kind of structured thing can be beneficial, because, you know, kids might, you know, play in one particular area that they gravitate towards, but then they're seeing, you know, other people. And my son does that a lot too. Like he'll kind of play on one thing, but he'll watch what the other kids are doing and then he'll gravitate towards them.
With a Rainbow Family LGBTIQA plus playgroup, do you know what it's like if maybe you're a part of a Rainbow Family, but you may not identify that way, like you have aunts or uncles? Is there a space for other families to be able to come as long as they're willing or accepting it, or is it specifically more for Rainbow Families? Do you know?
I'm not sure of that. From what I know, it seems relatively inclusive, and from the people that I've met there, it seems that people, like, there's lots of people that bring their aunts or their grandparents or whoever with them to the playgroup.
Love.
Well, this is fantastic. It sounds like they are certainly serving their purpose in the community. The Banyule Rainbow Playgroup runs each Friday in Lower Plenty from 10 a.m. to midday. For more information, you can check out Banyule Community Health on social media or any of the Rainbow Play Group Facebook pages that are out there.
I'm going to find where that is, and I'm going to put that in the podcast link to this as well, because that way everyone can connect.
You have to answer questions to join the group.
Of course. You can't just go, there it is. Like, but still, it's a great way in which you can find the information you need. Grace, thank you for joining us this morning and just giving us the lowdown on all of this.
No worries. Thank you very much.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and it's 16 minutes to 9. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.